This is Carrie Cassidy, Project Camelot, Whistleblower Radio, and very happy to be here tonight. And we are going to be having a very interesting guest. I've had him on my show, I believe, once before. His name is Mike Harris, and he's also a radio show host over at, I guess it's called republicbroadcasting.com. And he also sort of contributes, I guess, and is a writer for Veterans Today on occasion. And we'll kind of go more into his background as soon as I get him on the show. I wanted to give you a few updates. I just got back into town, jet-lagged, except I drove, from Northern California, where I was speaking at the Sacramento UFO Conference. And we had a very successful get-together up there. And then I took a day or two off and went to Tahoe and went hiking, which was very refreshing. And now I'm back in Southern California. And we also, I did an interview with Norm Bergram, which I mentioned on my website. If you've been following my blog, you'll know and you'll be up to date on that information. Hopefully being able to get that out sometime later this week. It is a very hot interview, very important. He is the author of Ringmakers of Saturn, and he also was a former employee of what's called NACA, which was a precursor to NASA, as well as to he was an employee of Lockheed in the early days of Lockheed, and I find out that he has way above top secret clearances working for Lockheed. So he was very read in on what was going on behind the scenes, and he is a scientist and an engineer. So that interview will be coming out sometime, as I say, later this week, if all things go as planned. And I also want to direct your attention to the front page of ProjectCamelot.org or ProjectCamelotPortal.com or ProjectCamelot.tv. They all go to the same place. And you can see that on the front page is the Courtney Brown Earth Changes live stream event. That is still for sale. It is now available for streaming. And it's like $7 to stream it with the video. It was recorded in just audio, but you don't get to see the pictures that he's putting up there as he talks, which are quite instructional. So and the contribution of the money does go towards Farsight Institute and Project Camelot's operations. So any help there would be appreciated. So, Mike Harris, are you there?
I am here, Carrie.
Lovely. Okay. Wonderful to talk to you, and thank you so much for coming on my show. It seemed like a good time to have you back. I know you did some investigation into I don't know if you call it a frame-up of J.T. Reddy or how you sort of classify it, but I know you did a lot of investigation in that area and wrote some articles. One of the articles, by the way, I'm noticing is not available anymore on Veterans Today. Don't know if that's a link problem they're having or what, but they say if you click on it, if you put a search in for Mike Harris's name on Veterans Today and you pull up the article list, one of the articles does not come up. So I wanted you to kind of fill us in. First of all, for those who don't know who you are and haven't been familiar with your background, why don't you give yourself a short bio, and then let's do an update on what's been going on with you.
Well, first, let me say thanks for inviting me on the show. It's as always, you're so kind and gracious to me. I thank you so much for having me, number one. And really, thanks for having me today, because today, as everyone knows, is the summer solstice. And I couldn't think of a more auspicious time than today, because it's the longest day of the year. And I take it as a good omen, if you will.
But, okay.
I just do. I just look at little things like this, little synchronicities. But what my background is, my undergraduate studies were in solid-state physics, material science. I spent the majority of my adult career in the semiconductor business, in the technology sector, But before that, I did work in some aerospace work, primarily working at White Sands Missile Range, working on telemetry systems for Pershing 2 rockets and, you know, missiles that were we were going, you know, when we were in the Cold War with the Soviet Union. And that was a remarkable time and really was on the cusp of some really neat technology improvements that have got us to where we are today. And now we're looking at technology is kind of stalled. You know, the U.S. is backsliding from a cultural, technological, and social point of view, financially as well. We're taking steps backwards. We're being pushed backwards. And that's a lot of what I want to talk about tonight is what's going on in our neighborhood, so to speak, because it's not just the U.S., it's not just planet, but in the neighborhood that we occupy in space itself.
Very good. Very happy to go in that direction, absolutely. So at this moment, though, I do want to go back to the sort of more recent happenings that have been going on over at Veterans Today, and also the sort of enigmatic, announcement that you were going to be joining this group called the Adamus Group.
That's the Adamus Group is what it is.
And, I see.
I'll be glad to talk about that because I want to involve your listeners in what the project really is.
Okay, that would be very nice. Let's see. I don't have the link right offhand. Let me see if I can grab it from somewhere. Here it is. Because I wanted people to see what it actually says, and this was a very short article by Gordon Duff, who is the senior editor of Veterans Today. Obviously, he must have been the one to invite you to join this group. Never heard of the group myself, and I'm going to post this link for people in the chat just so they can kind of refer to it and see what we're talking about.
Well, let me correct a misconception. I was not invited by Gordon Duff. I was invited by another principal within the group who is not named but is based out of Brussels.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, that's fair enough. I assume that Gordon didn't put up any barricades to you coming on board, though.
No, he's the reason that I was tapped as a board candidate. And the interesting thing is that what I want the listeners to do is don't pay attention to me, but look at the other guys who are named in the announcement, the other board members for the American sector of this project. And if you pull these guys up and look at who they are, these are significant players. I mean, really significant players who are past active age, but are now what they call retired. But these guys don't retire. They're still involved primarily in consulting roles whenever aspects that relate to their area of expertise come to play.
I see. Well, what do you mean the active roles? I mean, in what?
Okay, well, let me give you an example. The one guy that's mentioned is Fred Coward. Fred is a retired senior supervisory special agent with the FBI. He was the law enforcement attaché from the U.S. covering the Asian theater. Everything crime-wise that went on over there, he was the guy who was assigned to it. Everything went through him. He also developed a lot of the counterterrorism schools that other FBI agents have gone through. So when something comes along, let's say a new problem that nobody's seen before, Fred's a guy they call. And he comes in, consults, does his job. You know, helps them resolve whatever the issue may be, and then he moves on. He's mostly retired, but yet they still have access to his knowledge, his expertise, et cetera.
Okay, very good. Why don't we go down the list here just shortly, because it looks like a very short list anyway. James S. Hankey?
Yeah, Jim Hankey, a remarkable man. Truly remarkable man. I've met him, and he and I have had dinner together. We've talked. We've socialized. First of all, as far as physical specimens go, for a 70-plus-year-old man, this guy is it. I mean, I couldn't imagine what he was like when he was 25 or 30, but he's 6'4", probably 250 pounds, and muscular, and just a prime physical specimen. But he retired as a Army colonel, and he was head of the Joint Special Forces Operations Command. And he was also the military attaché assigned to Israel for a number of years. And I mean, to tell you, these are real guys with real credentials. And I just can't say enough good stuff about them. You know, Gordon, I can't discuss his background because he's Gordon. I just
What did he tell me? What was that very interesting collection of words that he wanted to be called?
He was formerly with the ABC Detective Agency, is what he refers to as past employment.
Oh God. Okay, well, I'll say it. I mean, the guy, he's current CIA. I mean, that's what he is.
Well, he's also involved with another organization that has very similar in issues, but starts with a D.
I hope it's not the Department of Homeland Security, but you know.
No. It's the DIA.
The
Defense Intelligence Agency. So it's a whole other ball game. And he's, like I said, you know, I'm the weak link. I don't know why they chose me to come in this thing, but somehow they did. These guys are all smarter, more experienced than I'll ever be on my best day.
I don't know. I appreciate that, Mike. But every time I talk to you, you know, you're sort of a self-denigrating. I think that's sort of a politician's trick. I don't go for that. I don't follow that. But, I mean, whatever you want to say, that's all cool. I think that, you know, but we can say that these are a distinguished group and that you have now joined them. And I'm sure that they had good reason for tapping you. I am interested in what they say that they're doing, which is an interesting, let me see, they work in the areas broadly referred to as disclosure, managing the integration of after next gen technologies, okay, which involves fusion systems, advanced energy weapons, and unconventional flight systems. So with your technical background, you know, background with physics and so on and so forth, you're not that far off the mark here. So not only that, but what you were a former, was it a candidate for president? What was that?
Well, no. Laura, I'll give you the real history.
Senator?
At one time in my career, I served as the finance chairman for the Republican Party. That was one episode. And then in the 2006 election cycle, I ran for governor of Arizona.
Okay.
And was soundly beaten.
You were also offered some bribes, as I recall.
No, I was threatened and intimidated. I had an attempt on my life that damn near got me and my very nearly got me and my dog, and just a lot of real lot of dirty tricks. And the same people who were hired to destroy my campaign have now been retained and have been hired by Mitt Romney to help run his campaign.
Well, that says all we need to hear. Let me just back up one step here and ask you, who is funding that group called the Adamus
Group.
Adamus Group.
Okay, now you have to understand, I'm leaving town tomorrow, and I'm going to be gone for a week, and this announcement just came out, and I don't know what I don't know.
Okay, so you don't know who funds it.
Yeah, but I do know what the mission is, okay, and I can talk about the mission.
Okay.
You know, if you look at how the Department of Defense, both ours and other countries, have conducted themselves over the last 50 years, Let's go the last 60 years. There's a lot of technology that's been developed and has been implemented. There's a lot of technology that's been developed and been mothballed. And there's a lot of technology that's been just downright repressed. And what our mission on this is to try to find ways to evaluate the commercial viability of those technologies. And then if they're commercially viable, introduce them to the marketplace, and hopefully reinvigorate our economy globally, and hopefully improve how mankind lives. Because without disrupting too much of without disrupting too much of the lives of the regular people. See, what's going on right now is the powers that be have concluded that their business model, this usury-based banking system, is a failed model. And the system is crashing from within. Everybody knows it. Everybody can see it. They even know it, and they're fighting to stay alive right now. So how do you earn your way out of this hole? Well, you stop hoarding all of the technology that's available that you've had available to yourself for decades, and you start commercializing it and introducing it in phases so that everybody's life gets better. You know, if you look at what's gone on since World War II, and you know, the invention of the transistor was a great and wonderful thing, but that was only one invention. There's tens of thousands of patents out there that are available that are some are probably worthless, and some are worth a whole lot. And what we have to do is go through and decide which ones are worth developing, and which ones to not pay attention to. That's really what part of the mission is.
Okay, and so what's going on with this Adamus group? Why, first of all, would he publicly announce that you've been sort of tapped to join? And secondly, why are they going sort of public with their operation, for example? You know, with what they want to set out to do.
Okay, here's one of the great conundrums of our age. Our government for a long time has been developing a lot of very, very advanced physics systems. I mean, stuff that I can barely get my mind around. And they've been developing this for the last 50 years. You can't hide it anymore. It's got to come out. So do you measure and control the way it comes out, or do you let the entire dam burst and let everything come out at one time? And I hear our commercial music.
Okay, well, you're too experienced in radio, so you got me beat there. But anyway, we'll be right back with Mike Harris. Thank you.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Indigro is your source for affordable induction grow lighting. First discovered in 1891 by Nikola Tesla, Indigro lights deliver 11 years of electronic sunlight to your plants. Indigro lamps require less than half the power of traditional HID lamps. Converting to Indigro lights means you'll cut down on your power bill with less lighting. Indigro lamps also use 5 times less mercury than traditional fluorescent or HID lamps, making Indigro not only energy efficient, but environmentally friendly as well. No more switching out lamps between vegetative and flowering stages. As nature intended, your lights get a steady dose of UV light. That makes your plants grow healthier and stronger. Indigro products are manufactured in San Diego, California, and come with a written 10-year warranty. What Tesla knew, then growers know now, is that Indigro lighting is the cost-effective addition to your victory garden. To learn more or order now, go to inda-grow.com. That's inda-gro.com. Or call 877-452-2244 to answer any of your questions. These guys really know lights. Indigro really is your sunlight in a box.
The year 2012 brings an ending and a new beginning to social, political, economic, and geological cycles for America and the world. The living prophecy that we are now voyaging through has many names ascribed to it. The Hopi say it's the closing of the fourth world of destruction, moving into the fifth world of peace. The Maya declare that we enter the fifth world age, the age of the center. All common themes in the array of prophecy that we are processing and purifying all the imbalances of the dying world age. We are transiting an era founded on duality, and we have turned away from the great spirit, resulting in greed, corruption, blind materialism, and disconnection from each other and Mother Earth. Collectively, we are poised at the brink of a world age rebirth in which we enter new domains of consciousness and manifestation, redeeming all the previous ages. Let's all join together to bring the vision of peace and love into reality, because we are the future, we are the heroes, and that we are who we have been waiting for. This is Sean David Morton, the host of Strange Universe Radio, and I've achieved worldwide fame for my predictions about the stock market and the global economy. Years of economic earthquakes have shaken our confidence in stocks, real estate, currencies, even the stability of nations. Our country teeters on the brink of seeming economic wreck and ruin. Everybody asks me one question: what can I do? Gold is the one investment that preserves and grows real wealth in today's debt-addicted world. Rising government spending and taxes and inflation almost guarantee higher gold prices for years to come. You can protect your family and your future, even if a tidal wave of inflation devalues our dollar. Your first step to safety from the financial storm ahead is to read Swiss America's fantastic new white paper called Remaking Money. It's free when you call 800-289-2646. That's 800-BUY-COIN. Or go to SwissAmerica.com and download the new amazingly cool Swiss America app on iTunes. That's 800-289-BUY-COIN. Call Swiss America, the gold standard.
Time, your gateway to the world.
AFR
American Freedom Radio.
Give it to them.
Truth Brigade Radio, live Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 p.m. Only on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. The truth has just gotten hotter.
Project Kamala, Whistleblower Radio, and we are talking to Mike Harris about a Damus organization of, well, some people would call them spooks and former spooks. Hello?
Yes, I guess some would. But I've never been a spook. I'm not a spooky guy. I'm just a regular schlub out here. So.
Yeah, except that you're being recruited to join them. So, you know, this sounds a lot like Gordon Novell. I don't know if you know Gordon Novell, but he is someone I've interviewed in the past, and he is working with the CIA and a group of them. And let's see, Ron Pandolfi heads up that division, and they are doing the same exact thing that this group of former spies and other military, ex-military, whatever you want to call current military, you're never an ex any of that stuff, if I understand it correctly.
Let me give your listeners some clarity here. Once you've signed the National Securities Act contract, if you will, once you've signed that, you're both bound and you're protected. So that's a lifetime obligation to you, and it works both ways because they protect you as well from, you know, other things. But that sounds like a
sales pitch. Did they recently get you to sign one of those things?
I have not signed anything. I keep not a thing. I'm like I said, okay. I've been named to the board. That's all, and we're going through a process right now.
Okay, well, it's very interesting. You know, I'm curious why they're going public with this. Do you have any idea why they're going public with this? Because, you know, look, between you and me, you must know, and my audience out there, that, you know, they love to threaten and basically take offline any inventors of new energy devices, et cetera, et cetera. And certain you're familiar with my recent, I don't know if you watched it, but my live stream with Kesh, who's over in Belgium, who's a former Iranian physicist who's, you know, got the plasma technology going. He's got all kinds of surveillance ad infinitum on him and his group. Basically, they want to own this stuff. And if these guys have former sort of links to agencies and so on, in some ways they may be just going out, as Gordon's group is, to try to own some of this stuff. Is that right?
Well, let me give you a hint. Everything with the plasma physics, and Iran really is the world leader in hydrogen boron technology right now. They've really got the inside track. They've got co-ownership of all the U.S. patents that are owned by Lawrenceville Plasma Physics Lab. And what's happening is the pressure, if this thing gets out, you could either lead the parade, become part of the parade, or get trampled. And these guys don't want to get trampled. They want to be at least on equal footing. So there's a bit of a scramble right now to introduce new technologies that are going to benefit the entire planet. I mean, hydrogen boron plasma physics, the fusion physics behind this. This is what powers starships. This is what makes them able to go between solar systems.
Okay. Well, yes, and you know, Gordon is a very enterprising guy. He's shown a lot of courage in his disclosures on Veterans Today. Recently, even talking about Phil Schneider, to his credit. I'm just curious. I mean, obviously, you know, when you're employed by these people and you go out to sort of, I guess, investigate new technologies and then bring them to the fore, you've got what it says here in this sort of communique on Veterans Today is that they're talking about a disclosure and a managing of integration of in technology, so meaning integration into the mainstream, into the public sector.
Yes, exactly. So here's what the situation is. If you have, all right, let me phrase the question properly. If you look back at where technology was 100 years ago to the day from what it is right now, and you look at the radical set of changes that you would have to do, if you took right now and we were forward-looking 100 years in the future and you had technology that was advanced as where we'd come from, and in fact not as advanced, maybe 10 times more advanced than what the progress we've made in the last 100 years for the next 100 years, how do you integrate that into the global human equation? And how do you deploy your human capital, the people of the world, to make this productive and to create a society, to create a world that is self-sustaining and not tearing itself apart the way the failed business model of the usury system that we've been in has done for the last, you know, 500 years.
Uh-huh. Okay, well, yeah, absolutely, no doubt about it. What I'm interested in is also, you say they have a sector in Holland. Do they have sectors in other places, like what about Russia or China?
Yes, yes, and yes.
Oh, really? Okay, I was just kidding. You're serious? They have what sections of this organization? Edamus in Holland, Russia, and China.
Yes. And,
okay.
And this is cooperative. I mean, there's two ways to look at the world. We can remain as competitive rivals and tear each other apart and keep going to war again and again and again, or we can cooperate together to make this planet a place that people want to live on, free of fear and free of terror and, you know, in a better life. You know, what do you want for your kids? What do you want for future generations? And that's really what it comes down to. And this is the voice of reason winning over the voice of fear winning within the powers that be. And this is a big step forward to get this thing to come out, to get this announcement on Veterans Today, in order to, you know, sort of open the door a bit so that these new technologies and a new way of dealing with each other as human beings can be dealt with and accepted.
Okay, and when you say this is sort of a big step forward, getting this on Veterans Today. In other words, making the public announcement of this. I mean, you know, with all due respect, it sounds like, and I know Gordon uses Veterans Today all the time as sort of a platform to communicate with other governments and also to get the word out that they want out there, you know, sort of to position certain things to happen. And so what you're saying here is that, I mean, they must be throwing down the gauntlet in a certain sense.
In a sense, they are. It's like I said, we can stay on the path we've been on for the past 500 years. That is a destructive path for humanity and for...
Yeah, I got that part, and I appreciate that. But actually, I'm a little more interested in the politics behind the scene of this announcement. You know what I'm saying? I mean, everyone on Camelot definitely has already agreed a long time ago that we need to change the whole deal. But in looking at this situation kind of closely, and then, you know, I mean, obviously we can go on to other things, but since this was the most recent thing that came out and that you have been tapped to join them, I'm just curious, when you say that it was a big step to put this on the on Veterans Today, why was it a big step? What's the inside politics going on there?
Well, let me take you back to the to Richard Dolan's work. I know you're familiar with it. I know you and he are friends. He's a brilliant guy, a brilliant speaker, but, you know, he's come out. And the trail of breadcrumbs they've left, they can't hide anymore. They can't. There's an elephant in the living room. Everybody can see it. Everybody knows it's there. Everybody's afraid to say, hey, there's an elephant in the living room. Well, there's an elephant in the living room, and it's about time somebody owned it so you can deal with the elephant properly. That's as clear as I can say it. You look at the things that have happened, these insane acts of global terrorism, whether it's the BP oil spill or the Fukushima incident, that are just devastating to the planet. This can't go on, and that's what's prompted this. And I will couple that with the incident that was in Korea a couple months ago, when the North Korean ICBM test failed on the platform, and Duff put an article up which documented and showed a controlled object traveling at 17,000 miles an hour in low Earth atmosphere. And that's not supposed to be possible with the physics we have. And the analysis that was done, that was provided on Veterans Today, was provided by a foreign intelligence agency that I'll leave unidentified for now. And it verified that, yeah, this thing's real. It has mass. It has speed. This is how fast it's going. This is what it weighs. This is what it's doing. And whenever you have hints, whenever you have, I can't say hints, whenever you have evidence that's of that magnitude, that this stuff exists, you can no longer hide it. And it has to come out. So the issue is, do you want it to come out in a controlled, manageable way, or do you just want to spill your candy in the lobby and let it go everywhere and have no control over it, no anything of it?
Is the agencies wanting to control how the free energy gets out.
Let me correct you on that one. This is the agencies wanting to undo the mistakes, the management mistakes, the policy decisions they've made over the past 50, 60 years to suppress this and keep this bottled up. You know, how do you unwind 50, 60 years worth of bad policy overnight? And this is an attempt to unwind bad policy.
Okay, but you're actually not correcting me. You're agreeing with me. This is their way of getting it out there and also being able to control it as it does. You just said, do you let it spill your candy in the lobby, or do you take control of it and put it out there? So I understand that. I also understand that, you know, these agencies are not all bad guys. They are a mixture of white hats and all kinds of types who have various agendas, and various agencies are also split right down the middle, from what I understand from a lot of the people that I talk to. So no doubt there's a lot of sort of inter-warfare going on between the agencies on this, and I imagine over the ownership of this sort of thing as well. It is interesting, again, to get back to the idea that they announced this publicly, because, again, you're not answering my question, but I, you know, there is a question here, and the question is, and you can certainly say that you're not at liberty to discuss that, and I'll certainly accept that answer. But basically what I've been asking you is, in terms of the politics behind the scenes and putting such an interesting announcement out there by a group which everyone is going to take those players, they're going to know who they are and where if they can't come, and they're also going to look at the announcement saying that you, Ademus, is a privately held, quasi-governmental organization and operates under several treaties and conventions, which it definitely sounds quasi-governmental, I'll say that. So what I'm asking you is, just out of curiosity, in case you're willing to disclose this information, who are they throwing down the gauntlet to? Other agencies, the U.S. government itself, the secret government? I mean, who are they talking to? Who do you think they're talking to?
Well, let me tell you what I do know. That announcement was made 3 days ago that I was tapped for this position, that I was chosen for this position. And I am on such a steep learning curve that I can't even begin to describe to you how they got to this position. I don't know yet. I'm sure that I'm going to be briefed and be, you know, filled in as things go by. But this is all really, really, really new for me.
Okay, fair enough. So just wanted to put that out there. And you can also tell those individuals, I'll be happy to interview each and every one of them or any of them individually if they would like to come on Camelot and talk more about the Ademus Project and get more information about what they're doing.
Gary, I have to tell you something. I agreed to this interview before this announcement was made. And I'm a man of my word, and I wasn't going to bail on you.
Oh, they're not thrilled that you're doing the interview, in other words.
No.
Well, I mean, look, they've got a platform at Veterans Today, and they've made a public announcement. They obviously want to be public. Otherwise, they would have kept this secret, and you would have told me this maybe, behind the scenes, and I might have said, oh, well, great, whatever. But as it is, it's on a page in Veterans Today, and everyone who wants to can read it. So I'm just saying, it looks like they might be looking for publicity if they are, and they want to get out there further. Just please do. I understand you might be laughing, but I'm serious. Please, I know Gordon. I've asked Gordon zillions of times for interviews, but here we are taking up some several column space on a public newspaper, whatever you want to call it, Veterans Today, and it's widely read. And so I assume that they might want a little bit of publicity. Well, they've obviously made a public statement, right?
Let me say this about that. To quote Richard Nixon, that was one of his quotes.
Oh, no.
Let me say this about that. Veterans Today was founded by a bunch of... Oh,
okay,
we have music.
Have
I'm off the
back.
Hook. I have 3 minutes to think.
No, you're not really. But okay, we'll come back right back with Mike Harris.
Hey, thanks.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkeleyte removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Berkeleyte is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Berkeleyte LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Berkey water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com, and click the Berkey Water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
Critics and fans alike are calling the latest book by Sean David Morton, Sands of Time,
amazing.
Five stars.
A soaring adventure.
Better than anything by Dan Brown and James Patterson by far.
A sweeping, epic masterpiece.
Incredible true story of Dr. Ted Humphrey and his involvement with Area 51, the Dulce Wars, the Montauk Project, and his meteoric rise to become head of an all-powerful shadow government engaged in a desperate above-top-secret race against time to save the world. Sands of Time is truly remarkable, a rare and precious look behind the curtain of New World Order super technology with enough hard science to convince even the most cynical skeptics. From the Philadelphia Experiment and Roswell to teleportation and time travel, Sands of Time solves the mysteries that have been baffling the world for 70 years, proving that all we have come to accept as reality is wrong. Sands of Time by award-winning author Sean David Morton, available exclusively as a signed first edition hardback only at StrangeUniverseRadio.com. Read this fantastic book and never be the same.
I have this feeling, man, because you know there's a handful of people actually run everything. That's true. It's provable. Handful, very small elite run and own these corporations, which include the mainstream media. I have this feeling who's ever elected president, like Clinton was, no matter what your promises you promise on the campaign trail, blah, 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 when you win, you go into this smoky room with the 12 industrialists, capitalist scum who got you in there, and you're in this smoky room, and this little film screen comes down, and a big guy in a cigar, roll the film. And it's a shot of a Kennedy assassination from an angle you've never seen before. That looks suspiciously off the grassy knoll. And then the film, the screen goes up, and the lights come up, and they go to the new president. Any questions? Just what my agenda is. First we bomb Baghdad. You got it.
Years of economic earthquakes have shaken our confidence in stocks, real estate, currencies, even nations. Gold has become a safe haven, a universally respected investment that preserves and grows wealth in today's debt-addicted world. According to Swiss America, the key to surviving economic earthquakes is maintaining and growing your standard of living. Rising government spending and taxes almost ensure higher gold prices for years to come. The good news? You can protect your family and future, even if the euro crashes and a tidal wave of inflation devalues our dollar. Your first step to safety is to read Swiss America's latest white paper, Remaking Money. It's free when you call today, 800-289-2646, 800-BUYCOIN, or go to SwissAmerica.com, or download the new Swiss America app at iTunes. That's 800-289-2646, 800-289-2646, 800-BUYCOIN. Call Swiss America, the gold standard.
Warning. Warning. American. Warning. American Freedom Radio is habit forming. American Freedom Radio is habit forming. Use the truth carefully.
Listen to Time for Him, hosted by Casper Leach. Afternoons, Monday through Friday, 12 p.m. to 1 p.m. Central. Only on American Freedom Radio.
No prisoners here. Wait one second, because my site is down and I have to tell my webmaster and crew that that's the case. Hi there.
Hello.
You're live on the radio right now. Our site is being hit. It's down, so if there's some way you can get in there and fix that, that would be great.
Okay, I think we're about 20 minutes away or something.
Okay.
Just run in and reset the whole thing.
Thank you. Okay, bye-bye. Okay, so that was me talking to Tommy Hansen on the road, who is just getting back, and asking him to deal with my website, who sits under attack, in part probably because of what I'm doing here with Mike, giving him a lot of, I think you can say shit on the air. What the hell? Or hell.
I can't say that on my, we broadcast on AM.
All right, well, whatever. And for not coming out and telling me exactly what's going on here, but you know that's
well,
just
Carrie,
Camelot.
Let me go ahead and interject something here, because on the commercial break I went over to the chat and I'm watching the dialogue that your listeners have, and one of your listeners came up with a really good point. This technology is the property of the people of the United States. We've spent trillions of dollars developing this stuff, and we're not going to let these bunch of elite crooks steal this stuff from the people.
I'm going to assume that Adamus Group are not elite crooks. Am I right?
They're not crooks. These are the salt of the earth kind of people. See, not everybody who joins the military, goes into the intelligence world, does so with evil intentions. There's good people out there who signed up for good reasons.
That's what we call them.
Well, call them whatever you want, but like I said, there's a lot of good people out there, and they're really tired of the abuse of power, the abuse of process that's been put down for a long time, and this is a little bit of pushback, because these guys are on the inside, and they have access to the reins of power as well, and you know, enough's enough already. It's time
all
to push
right.
back.
Well, I certainly hope so, and with all good intentions. So I guess we'll see where we can go with this. And once again, I do make my offer to interview each and every one of them if they want to be public. I got a great place for them to go public on. So let's move on from here and go into, I guess, the JT Ready situation, because you did write articles on it. There was a bunch of bogus stuff that went on there. Do you want to kind of give something of a litany of basically what went down there?
Well, let me give a little history here about JT Ready. I first met JT Ready in 2005 when I was running for governor. I was at a illegal immigration demonstration against illegal immigration in front of the Mexican consulate on Camelback Road in Phoenix, Arizona. In June, it was about 112 degrees outside, and I had just finished giving about a 15-20 minute speech, sweating profusely, but there's several hundred people out there who were expressing their dismay with the situation with illegal immigration. And JT Ready came up to me and said, "Hey, I want to talk to you. I'd like to meet you. Do you have some time?" And, you know, and that's when I first met him. And over the years, you know, JT became a friend. I had him to my house for dinner. He was a different kind of guy. One of the reasons I'm back in Arizona right now is because of JT Ready. Most people don't realize this, and you won't read this in the mainstream media, but JT was a candidate for sheriff of Pinal County. And if you look at a map of Arizona, Pinal County is where Interstate 8 intersects with Interstate 10, and hence it becomes the drug corridor to everywhere in the United States of America. And JT Ready was running for that office to become Pinal County Sheriff, and his chances of being elected were very, very good. His initial polling was very high. He had very good favorables in spite of all of the They tried to paint him as a neo-Nazi and a white supremacist and everything else. And JT had said some dumb things in the press. There's no doubt about it. Just downright stupid. But I did some background checking on this, and you know, they claimed he was a neo-Nazi, a member of the NSM. And so I went and I consulted with the regional director of the NSM and asked him point blank, "Hey, was JT one of your members?" And he said, "Yeah, he was a member, but he only came to one meeting." So I don't know what that makes him, but then you look at JT Ready as on the other side of the spectrum, where JT Ready is out in front of the Occupy Wall Street movement down there with, you know, a group of 8 or 10 guys fully armed to keep the police separated from the Occupy Wall Street so that there was no police brutality going on in Arizona. And so I don't know where the guy came down at, but he was murdered. There's no ifs, ands, or buts in my mind. JT Ready was a lot of things, some good, some bad. He did not kill himself, and he did not kill a 16-month-old baby by shooting it in the head. And one of the funny things about the Reddy murder was that they said that he was shot in the left temple, that he committed suicide, but JT was right-handed, and that didn't fly. And I read the 157-page police report, and there's no mention in the mainstream media of the two cars that four of five interviewed witnesses saw leaving the area moments after the shots were fired. The police reports are highly irregular. They are woefully inadequate. They talk about shell casings being found on the ground, but they don't tell you what caliber shell casing. They don't tell you how many shell casings. They don't tell you where the location of them was. And if I've ever seen a whitewash, this was a whitewash. J.T. Reddy was an American patriot who was doing his best to defend the country in spite of a government that won't help defend the country.
Okay, so it does begin to look like he definitely was framed, was murdered and framed. And the interesting question then, of course, is why?
Well, JT made a lot of enemies. He did not have good social skills. Let's just say that.
Yeah, but let's get down to it. This is not a lone gunman situation. This is a targeted hit, okay? This is a professional targeted hit. Most likely, because they created what is a fake suicide, which they do all the time, brings to mind Dana Consolero and countless others. And obviously they wrapped, wasn't it his wife and his daughter into it, if I remember correctly? Yeah,
they killed five people that day. JT was one of them. His longtime live-in girlfriend was another. Her daughter, her husband, their child, a 16-month-old baby. And how we know, those of us who knew JT, how we knew he didn't do this, is there was another girl upstairs, a 17-year-old older daughter, who hid under the bed and did not get killed. If this was JT's home and he knew who lived there and she lived with him, he would have known where she was. And if he wanted to murder everyone, he would have. The conclusion that's inescapable is that the murderers, whoever they are, was not aware that this other girl was hiding under the bed. And since that time, she was taken into police custody, and we haven't seen or heard from her since. She is completely off the map. No one knows where she is or what she's doing, and I can't track her down. I don't know where she's at because I've tried to track her down.
All right. Well, it sounds like if she's not under witness protection, then they basically have her as a prisoner, and so more publicity needs to get out there about this. But I still want to get back to the situation as to why they killed him, because obviously there was a political reason for killing him, isn't that right?
Well, just let me say this. In the course of my investigation about JT Reddy. And I like JT, like I said, he was a friend. One of the reasons I'm down here was to assist his campaign. He had asked me to be the treasurer of his campaign for Pinell County Sheriff. And so I had good insight into who and what he was. He was not suicidal. Why he was killed, he threatened the power structure. And what's going on in Arizona and the rest of the USA is that the drug industry and the human trafficking industry and the sex trafficking industry generate so much money. The amounts are vast. They're unimaginable, that nearly any politician can be bought off. And how the cartels phrase it is that we can either give you lead or we can give you silver. What do you want? And JT chose lead. He told them no. And so was it a cartel hit? I don't think the cartel was actually the shooters. In fact, if you read, see, I was removed from the story. Gordon Duff took me off the story. He said, "Mike, you're down there. You're too exposed. You don't have any protection. I don't want you on the story anymore." And the conclusion is that there might be law enforcement involved in this. We don't know which agencies. We don't know where. Don't know how. Don't know why.
Oh, really? Okay, well, that's important. I mean, the bottom line is that there's an article right here on Veterans Today Maybe you guys took it down on purpose. It's called The Very Un-American Arizona Cover-Up, New Breaking, and it is no longer on the site. Well, it is just missing in action. I'm wondering if that article contains some information you guys don't want out there, or you're afraid that you'll be...
No, Carrie, that article has been up for weeks. I'm just learning from you that it's taken down, and that is the article that was co-written by Gordon Duff and myself that articulates clearly that the probable shooters were law enforcement.
Oh, that's what I figured. Okay. All right. We'll be right back with Mike Harris. Thank you.
Radio.
You're an American institution.
American Freedom Radio.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
I want to tell you about something really, really cool. It is silvercoins.ag. Now, AG is the symbol for silver on the periodic table of elements. Silvercoins.ag is the new website for cheap silver coins. Silvercoins.ag automatically surfs popular online retailers for silver coin bargains based on the minute-to-minute fluctuations of the silver market. Silvercoins.ag focuses on silver purchases from $5 to $50, but of course, big junk silver bags and monster boxes are available too. Purchases can generally be done using a credit card or even PayPal, so you have multiple layers of buyer protection. Silvercoins.ag has no annoying salesmen. Silvercoins.ag has live streaming metal prices, so you don't have to refresh your browser all day long. Stop the endless web surfing for the best silver coin deals, because now you can visit and bookmark silvercoins.ag. I use it. I want all your friends to use it. You tell them Jack Blood sent you.
The Ten Commandments. Here's my problem. Why are there ten? I think the list of commandments was deliberately and artificially inflated to get it up to ten. Here's what they did. About 5,000 years ago, a bunch of religious and political hustlers got together to try to figure out how to control people, how to keep them in line. They knew people were basically stupid and would believe anything they were told, so they announced that God had given them some commandments. Up on a mountain, when no one was around, God had given them the Ten Commandments. Why ten? Why not nine or 11? I'll tell you why. Because 10 sounds official. They knew if it was 11, people wouldn't take it seriously. It's a political document artificially inflated to sell better. 10 is the basis for the decimal system. It's a decade at the top 10, the 10 most wanted, the 10 best dressed. So having 10 commandments was really a marketing decision.
SwissAmerica.com reports gold prices dipped then rebounded Wednesday following the Fed's statement to extend Operation Twist. Gold last traded at $1,606 an ounce, silver $2,812. Yes, the Fed will expand its program to the end of the year, spending another $267 billion to reduce the unemployment and protect the recovery. Craig Smith writes that Wall Street yawned at the Fed policy statement. It's just more of the same failed policies of the past. Smith says, I'm becoming more convinced with each press conference Bernanke, like his boss Obama, is in over his head. powerless to improve the economy. Smith says until our leadership begins to unleash capitalism and the entrepreneurial spirit, we're in for a long, slow, stagflation-ridden recovery that could morph into something much worse. Read more about it at SwissAmerica.com. Read about 19 reasons to start preparing for a global economic collapse. And our quote of the day. And get your copy of the Future of Money CD by calling 800-289-2646.
No rules, no rules, no taboo topics, no taboo topics, no fear of doom, no fear of doom. We are American Freedom Radio, American Freedom Radio.
Project Camelot Whistleblower Radio, and we are talking to Mike Harris. And let's see, we are on the second hour of the show, so sometime during this hour we will take questions from the audience. If you have a question, you can type it in all caps in the chat, or you can call in on the call-in number, which is on American Freedom Radio. So right before the break, we were kind of getting down to what was going on with the JT Reddy murder, and it came down to law enforcement. And I do understand that you are probably reticent to talk very much more about it. But what I would like to know is, they must have had a reason for wanting to get rid of him, and I'm just curious what you think that reason is.
Well, the reason I don't know, but let me tell you what did happen. Through the course of my investigation, we stumbled across a major organized crime operation that's active in Arizona right now, and it's enormous. It's huge. In fact, it generates probably 80% of the online prostitution, child sex trafficking that goes on in this United States, and it's a corrupt, it's dirty, and it's just awful. It's an awful, awful thing. And so Duff said, "Mike, back off. You're unprotected. Back off of this. Drop the subject. Don't mention it anymore. Don't go there anymore."
Okay. Well how does JT Reddy, how is he mixed up in sex trafficking? How are those two things linked?
Well, because he found out the guys who are doing it and profiting by it. He found them out because they were on him like stink on, or white on rice. Let me use that one instead.
I see. Okay, interesting. That's well worth hearing, and I understand you don't want to go any further down that road, and we can certainly change subjects at this point. I do want people who are interested in this subject and who want to investigate it further to go on to Veterans Today, put in Mike Harris, and you'll bring up all the different articles that are still available, the investigation that he did, and possibly some of the links between what we're talking about is organized crime, human trafficking, prostitution, child pornography,
these guys are actually selling little girls through their medium. I mean, 80% of the internet sex trafficking goes through this organization. It's Village Voice Media is who it is. They've been written up in a number of journals. This is a public record. And they're the ones, if you look at Village Voice Media, they were the ones who were trying to portray JT Reddy as some rabid neo-Nazi. And like I said, I met with the regional director of the NSM. He went to one meeting. That's it. So that makes him a rabid neo-Nazi? I don't get it. But these guys were gunning for him for a long time, trying to discredit him, trying to destroy his life. And he found something. And what he found, we don't know. But you look at what the nature of the dispute was. The call to 911 was a domestic violence call. There were over 30 police cars. there were at least three, maybe four federal agencies there, including both U.S. Army and U.S. Air Force. And so why does a domestic, even though it was a very bloody and violent domestic violence issue, get escalated to that level? What was going on? What happened? And, boy, there's just so many questions I can't answer. And I talked
about. Okay, well, it looks like you also linked it to the Gabby Gifford murder.
Well, that's one of the things. You know, my first article, the reason I got involved with Gordon Duff and Veterans Today is we were introduced by a mutual friend. And, you know, I like Gordon. He's a fun guy. You know, you go out and you grill something on the grill and you have a couple beers. He's a great guy to talk to. And he called me out of the blue the day that Gabby Gifford was assassinated, shot. Judge Roll was assassinated, and says, "What do you know about Gabby Giffords?" And I said, "Well, I ran for governor. I you know, campaigned. I bump into her on the campaign. I knew her quite well. Why do you ask? We need somebody to write a story to cover this." So that was my very first, a very lame article that I wrote for Veterans Today, full of mistakes and errors, but. That was my very first one, and that's how I began writing for that.
But to get back to the question, where's the link up between J.T. Reddy's murder and Gabby Gifford's shooting? You're implying that possibly law enforcement was involved in both of those. Is that correct?
Let's just say that Arizona is now a controlled state. It's controlled by the drug cartels, which ergo are controlled by elements of the CIA. Now, I have
okay,
to drive
well, then
you,
we're talking about Daddy Bush and the Bush cabal.
Yes, that's exactly who we are. It's the Bush cabal, and that's what this whole Adamus announcement is about, is to push back against the Bush cabal and to say, look, we've had enough of you guys.
So now you're answering.
And enough is enough.
Okay. Okay, excellent. So we get to the root of the matter. Well, this is interesting, you know, because this is really getting kind of crazy. I've got somebody here out in the audience asking who your opinion of Sheriff Joe.
I like Sheriff Joe. I like him a lot. Do I think his hands are absolutely clean? Nah, probably not. He's probably got a little grit under his fingernails here and there. But you know what? All in all, he does a really good job managing public opinion. And I like the manner and the message that he gives. And do I know the ins and outs? No, I don't. But Sheriff Joe is an institution. He's an icon in Arizona. And I'm okay. Glad that he's got the stones to stand up against this open borders crowd and to do what he's doing.
Okay. All right, so it looks like you yourself wanted to talk about time travel. So what do you have to say about that?
Well, do you remember a few months back, now remember, I haven't seen you since, actually it was the evening of Christmas Day is whenever I last saw you in person. And we had a brief discussion about time travel then. And since then, I've mentioned to you a couple of times on our phone conversations that I believe there has been interventions in the timeline, and I'm my best guess from what I could tell from the trajectories that culture, society, the USA was on, somewhere between 1970 and 1972. Well, I've had this discussion with Gordon Duff and a number of other intelligence operative types about this, and it's really gotten a bit of a firestorm started. Because now they're looking for trace evidence. And how do we know when time travel has occurred and when it hasn't? Well, here's how we know it's occurred. Because when someone goes back in time and modifies the timeline, it changes how the universe, our neighborhood of the universe, vibrates. And it accelerates it minutely. If you go back again, it accelerates it again. And if you go back a lot of times, these effects are cumulative as they read out. Well, it appears, from what we can tell.
Okay, I hear you making a premise. I mean, that's a big statement. Okay, you're basically saying that if you time travel, it then accelerates time. I'm not sure that can be substantiated.
It changes the vibration of the the neighborhood of the universe that we're in. It changes how rapidly it vibrates.
Okay, and where are you getting this information?
Well, I'm getting this information from a scientist type who's also a musician, who's done a historical review of musical instruments. And when musical instruments who've been designed and have played well suddenly don't play the way they used to, or they play differently, or they get better, or they change, the keystone that I was given to look at was the note of A, which in our current reality vibrates at 448 hertz, I believe. And previously it had vibrated at a slower rate, at, I think 442, and prior to that 437. And you can document these changes in how the note A vibrates. And so there's a whole series of these things, and we're doing the work on this. We're trying to unwind a puzzle. We're trying to collect data points and find things that correlate to this. We're even looking back at the records of vineyards going back to Roman times about weather and how the monks and things that they did. And a lot of things that we have assumed as human beings have been natural events or natural occurrences may have at some time or another been manipulated.
Okay, but at this point, I have to say that may be a true statement. But what I'm wondering is, I don't think you can make an obvious link up just because you look at a musical instrument and see that it's actually vibrating at a different rate. That does not then therefore follow that because timelines have changed and or time travel has taken place, that that's the cause. In other words, you're making a jump there.
Well, we're looking for clues, and we're trying to figure out what clues to look at, and that is one of them that jumped off the page at us, is this progression, this accelerating rate of vibration of the musical note A, and how it's changed. And anyone who knows music and knows music history can go back and document this, and they can see it, they can watch it, and you can have periods of, you know, 50, 100 years where nothing has changed, and then suddenly overnight there's a radical change. It'll change 6 or 8 or 10 hertz. Why did it change? And we're looking at that as really as being a fingerprint that there was an intervention somewhere in the timeline along there. Like I said, we're trying to figure this out as we go along. We don't know what we don't know. And we're trying to build models and trying to collect data in order to build comparative models and databases so that we can hopefully come to logical conclusions that will demonstrate this.
Okay, well, this is the land of the Montauk Project, as you can appreciate. And it also is sort of the preoccupation of a person called David Anderson, who has a time travel institute and is heavily involved in this subject. So I might point you in that direction to also start, you know, seeing if you could dialogue with him. He is an American involved in above top secret projects from time to time that do involve time travel. I think it's interesting that you've got a group that are trying to look into this, but it very much relates to the Montauk Project. That is when they are saying that time, you know, the timelines were interfered with, so to speak.
Well, the premise that Duff has in his article he published today was that Bobby Kennedy really won the 1968 presidential election and that they went back in time and assassinated him. And that's why the other two gunmen who ran out the back door, who witnesses saw, when they ran out the back door of the alley, they disappeared instantly. What better place to hide than 50 years in the future?
Okay, well, that's interesting. I haven't seen his article today, but I'll take a look at it.
Well,
I'm sure that would be tantalizingly interesting to people that are following this, because we've got lots of people who are very interested in time travel.
Well, it's a fascinating subject, and we need help on this. I mean, there's so much data out there, and if anyone can offer things that may not seem important, but can help us collect this data, and like I said, we're going over agricultural records going back to 35 AD, and we're trying to do analysis, regressive analysis on this to try to find out what was the mini ice age that occurred? What caused that and why? We always assume that we know why. We don't have a clue why. And so we're examining every parameter. We're taking nothing of our history. We don't have a believable history anymore. Let's just say that. There's been so much spin. There's been so much doctoring, even today in the mainstream media. It goes on every day. Everything you hear is a lie. What makes you think that the history that's written in the books is any different than a lie? So we have to go back and reassess. What is the history of mankind? How did we get here? And if our history is false, who's diverting us in what direction, and why are they diverting us? And we aim to solve this riddle or die trying.
Okay, well, it begins to sound like this is, again, the Ademus group that is interested in time travel.
Well, you have it right there, because we're trying to unring the bell, if you will. If the timeline has been meddled with, if it has been interfered with, don't we as a people of this planet have a right to know? I think we do. And so we're going to be a little gutsy here. We're going to stick our necks out, and we're going to ask the questions. We're going to ask the really hard questions. And if we have to do analysis, because the data doesn't lie. There's fingerprints. No matter who you are, no matter how good you think you are, you can't fix everything, because there's a ripple effect. You correct one thing, you disturb three others. It goes back to the Heisenberg uncertainty principle. And we're going to look at all this stuff. We are determined.
Okay, well, very interesting. Now, at this moment, I'm just going to take a quick look at the chat and see if I can see if there's any questions. And also, I guess I need to go on to my site for the call-in number to see if we've got any calls. Hold on one second here.
And
see if they're going to let me know if there is anything going on here. So we're checking into that for those listening.
By the way, while you're doing that, let me go ahead and give a pitch for Gordon Duff. Go to veteranstoday.com. The article, it's up today. It's called Disclosure, Time Games. And it really lays out the case that we've had time travelers interfering in the timeline, and it's a wild hypothesis. Let's just say that. And God bless Gordon for having the stones to put this out there.
Well, yeah, absolutely. Well, this is the sort of thing again that Peter Moon and that group is very involved with. In looking at, and of course our witness Henry Deacon talked about going to Mars for lunch in the jump room. And what people don't really understand is that if you can go through space in that kind of sort of short time, you are time traveling. That is time traveling, and that UFOs are time travel devices, and everyone knows those exist. So we will be right back with Mike Harris after this break.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Do you realize every day we are being put under constant stress from wireless radiation? What's worse is that you don't even know that it's happening. It puts as much stress on our body as if we had a constant viral infection, draining our energy and sapping our strength, or just making us irritable and fatigued. These wireless fields are being emitted from computers, microwaves, mobile phones, power lines, and any electrical appliance. Now there is a solution. A group of research engineers in New Zealand have come up with an active shielding device that shields you from wireless radiation at a cellular level. Bushu comes in three models, a household, portable, and USB that plugs into any computer. The great thing about Blue Shield is it is very affordable and guaranteed to last. A one-off purchase will see you being protected for years to come. Visit AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Blue Shield banner. Blue Shield, brought to you by the VinnieEastwoodShow.com.
You, as a free, beautiful, independent human being with inalienable rights, own yourself. As a result, you can do what you want with your own body and own the product of your labor. The implication is that it is morally wrong to initiate force against someone else or their property, because to do so is to violate their rights. Therefore, all human interactions should be free of force, fraud, and coercion, and people should be free to exercise their rights, limited only by respect for the rights of others. When you learned don't hit and don't steal, it wasn't unless you work for the government. When you learned thou shalt not kill, it wasn't unless your dear leader gives you a gun and a uniform and a one-way ticket to the other side of the world. Government is force, an opinion with a gun. And force is a poor substitute for persuasion. Governments frighten us into thinking we need them. But with knowledge, philosophy, and technology, we are empowering ourselves and each other to have the courage to move past the paradigm of statism and restrain government to only moral uses of force, at least until we replace it with the cooperative free market solutions that will soon render it obsolete.
This is Sean David Morton, the host of Strange Universe Radio, and I've achieved worldwide fame for my predictions about the stock market and the global economy. Years of economic earthquakes have shaken our confidence in stocks, real estate, currencies, even the stability of nations. Our country teeters on the brink of seeming economic wreck and ruin. Everybody asks me one question: what can I do? Gold is the one investment that preserves and grows real wealth in today's debt-addicted world. Rising government spending and taxes and inflation almost guarantee higher gold prices for years to come. You can protect your family and your future even if a tidal wave of inflation devalues our dollar. Your first step to safety from the financial storm ahead is to read Swiss America's fantastic new white paper called Remaking Money. It's free when you call 800-289-2646. That's 800-BUY-COIN. Or go to SwissAmerica.com and download the new amazingly cool Swiss America app on iTunes. That's 800-289-BUY-COIN. Call Swiss America, the gold standard.
Yo, what's up? Check this out.
The voice of the revolution. American Freedom Radio. American Freedom Radio.
Hi, everybody. I'm Christopher Green. Make sure to tune in to Green Wave Radio every Tuesday and Thursday from 3 to 5 p.m. Central on American Freedom Radio. Hard-hitting and in-your-face, America.
Now I've been happy lately, thinking about the good things to come, and I believe it could be something good has begun. Oh, I've been smiling lately, dreaming about the world at one, and I believe it could be someday it's going to come.
Okay,
the air to dawn.
This is Carrie Cassidy.
There is a peace train.
Project Camelot, Whistleblower Radio, and we are talking to Mike Harris. And let me see, I just want to make a short announcement for those of you who are visiting Project Camelot. We did get, Tommy did go in there and was able to fix the front page to get these things operating again so that you're able to see the various things available there. And also, if you scroll down, you should be able to see on my blog the new interview with Jim, former Congressman Jim Traficant, who was framed by, well, the government apparently, and also the Israeli lobby that had quite a hand in it apparently. And he went to bat for a man who was being falsely accused of being Ivan the Terrible, and actually got the man off and corrected the record, even though it was proven, if you listen to my interview, that the government had the evidence all along and they were just, for some reason, going to frame this other guy. And that's a whole saga in and of itself, but it's a very interesting interview, so I highly recommend it. Back to Mike Harris and time travel. And Mike, so right before the break, I can't remember where you were at as far as, was there a statement you wanted to make before we went to taking questions?
Well, yes, but let me first interject something, because you mentioned Jim Trafficant. American hero. Here's a guy who had the stones to go out on the floor of the U.S. Congress and call out the Israeli lobby for what it is. And it's a criminal organization. It's a transgenerational criminal organization that is doing their best to control the world. And Jim Trafficant is an American hero, and he and others like him, Lee Wanta comes to mind, some real American patriots who have been incarcerated, put in prison, because they're trying to do the right thing. And, well, we're trying to do the right thing on this here, too. And you know what? Damn the torpedoes. Full speed ahead. We're coming. And we're not going to stand down. I mean, you know, that's a quote from Admiral Farragut at the Siege of New Orleans when he decided to run the mines that were chained across the Mississippi River. Damn the torpedoes. Full speed ahead.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm glad to hear it. And so to get back to the question at hand, we do have one caller here on our lines. So if they are still on the line, it's been a little while. Let me see if we can figure this out here.
Well, look, Carrie, let me say something to callers. You know, being a radio show, my host, nothing makes you feel worse than having callers who have to wait for more than 5 minutes. It's horrible to have to be put on hold. And I apologize to the callers in advance.
Well, that's okay. I'm going to say that's just tough shit because that's just life here on Project Camelot, you know, our radio. But at any rate, let's go ahead. Caller, are you on the line?
Hello?
Yeah, we've got a weird echo happening here. Hi, can you hear me?
Hello?
Have an open mic somewhere, Carrie.
Okay. Can you hear me now?
We can hear you. Can you hear us?
Oh, yeah, quite clearly.
Okay, excellent.
Yeah.
So how you doing?
Oh, good. This is a great interview. I'm very interested in it. This
excellent.
This is dude guy from the chat room, and I'm perhaps the individual your guest noticed making a question about perhaps being a little suspicious of corporations, because in my case, I'm quite aware of the history of a particular corporation called the Rand Corporation that was parodied in movies like Dr. Strangelove for being, you know, quite evil, and being responsible for controlling a lot of the technology that your guest says, you know, we should have. And I was curious to get his thoughts on what he thinks about this group, and it would seem they are diametrically opposed to this Adamus group's aims. So do they have a plan to deal with these people?
Well, let me tell you the question you should be asking, because it's bigger than Rand Corporation. Currently today, there's a Cornell study that came out last year, and it shows how greatly the world's wealth and control of corporate entities around the world is being consolidated. There are roughly 142 global corporations that control virtually 90% of the world's commerce right now, and that number is decreasing every day to where we're becoming more and more controlled by corporations. The question is mankind being herded this way, or is this a natural evolution? And that's a question that asked. But there's a Cornell study. I don't have it off the top of my head because I would give it to you, but I do have it in my my hard drive. Now, what I'll do is I'll forward it to Carrie probably later tonight or tomorrow and get it posted on her website so people can understand how this consolidation of corporate power is growing around the world to where the voice of the people, the will of the people don't matter. And, I mean, the most recent example of this is look at Obamacare. 70% of Americans were opposed to it, but we got it anyway. And that's what's happening. There's corporate agendas that are superseding the rights and the free will of people globally.
So, caller, is that okay with you? Do you want to? Did you have a follow up question or?
Just a quick thing. I would, you know, agree with your point there, but I think the answer to that question is that, you know, with the Bilderberg Group and things like that that have been covered by Kerry and others, you know, people who are in this audience know that there is a plan to consolidate, you know, the wealth and political control of the world.
That's
and,
for sure.
And I guess what we are looking for in general from a group like yours would kind of be, you know, a public or some type of public action that would give people some direction to help alert them to the fact that this is happening. Because while an audience like us is pretty aware of these facts, you know, most Americans are, you know, in a state of, you know, concern and things like that, but they're just not aware of it. And the only way we're really going to be able to turn around is to get as many people aware of these facts, you know, with maybe a little leadership from the good guys to help them out.
Yeah, I think the point here is that not that you guys think, you know, are putting yourselves together in whatever configuration, but that you're already quasi-governmental, as you call yourselves. And I think that the issue will be, as always, is where do the people come in? Is this just going to be another select group that then does not give any access to the public?
Well, the answer is no to that comment. What the public is lacking right now is leadership. And, you know, I did a radio show a week ago Monday about how the conservative wing of the Democratic Party had been systematically assassinated over the past 25, 30 years. And you look at, you know, the murder of JFK, look at Martin Luther King, Robert Kennedy. You look at George Wallace, you look at Paul Wellstone, Senator Tower, Larry McDonald. The entire conservative wing of the Democratic Party was taken out, systematically taken out. There is no conservative wing of the Democrat Party anymore. And what we're trying to do is step forward into a leaderless revolution of thought and trying to empower every citizen to become an army of one. And we're trying to find ways around this. I know those sound like weasel words, but if you organize and if someone sticks their head up, they get killed. And none of us are that eager. But, you know, I've come to a place in my life where it doesn't matter anymore because I know I'm a spiritual being, and all they can do is just kill the meat that I live in, that the spirit lives in right now. But they can't kill me. And, you know, it's really time for a gut check. And, you know, we have to take control of this, and we have to show these bad guys and, you know, deal with them appropriately because they've done horrendous things to the human race.
Okay, caller, thank you for calling in. I'm going to let you go here and take another question if I can, although for some reason I thank you very much for your question, though it was a good one, and what I'd like to do is let somebody else ask a question. The trouble I'm having right now is that the chat room is suddenly down. You know, we're getting all kinds of interference, and my webmaster is working on this as we speak. It's a moving target, as you can appreciate. And so I don't know why suddenly the chat is down, because we had quite a group of people in there, as you can appreciate. And for some reason, it is does not look like it's working at this moment. So what I'm going to have to do is try to get, again, some callers, other callers to actually use the call-in number, because if you want to talk to Mike and ask him a question in the next half hour while we're still on the air, that's probably going to be the way you have to do it until the chat gets up and running. But meanwhile, Mike, let's just go to a couple other subjects here. You've been very vocal about the Israeli lobby and so on and so forth. Have you had any threats as a result of that?
No, I haven't. But while we have a moment here, I want to point you back to something in the press release about the Adamus Group. And one thing you overlooked that I want to point out to you and the listeners is that at the bottom of the page there, it says there's a study group that wants to look into the origins of these technologies. And I think that is a key phrase there, that the origins of where these technologies come from is also important, because it makes an allusion to the fact that there may have been assistance along the way. Let's just say that.
Sure. And what we're talking about is an off-planet assistance, something that Camelot listeners are extremely familiar with. And so what you're saying is that there's a reference to being a study group. Is that what you're saying? Because I'm actually looking for the reference here on the article that you're talking about.
Yeah, look on the last paragraph down there at the bottom of the page. It's the last line or two, that there's a study group has been formed to determine what are the origins of these technologies.
I see. Oh, and Adamus is also convening a study group. All right. Well, it's nice to know that they're going to also be looking into the origins of things. Obviously, you know, when they use the term disclosure, I'm sure that Gordon Duff also uses that with the idea in mind that there is an ET origin to the reference, you know, with new technologies. A lot of new technologies have come to the planet by way of the various visiting races. Governments have made deals with those ETs to get the technology, as everyone knows. And have been progressing. In fact, we have a whole what we might call a rogue organization, which is basically the secret space program, and all the people that work in relation to that, operating, you know, using these technologies as we speak. So what gets into the public sector is minuscule compared to that. Maybe this group has in mind to change that ratio, but I just want to throw out that you know, there are a lot of free energy activists, and in fact, Project Camelot has a new website that's part of us, which is called bluescience.org, and Matt Pulver, who works very closely with Paul LaViolette and has a physics background, is heading that up for us. And we fully expect that to get more and more active as time goes on. Because one of the reasons for that is that Project Camelot has always been sort of become a central point for people that are involved in free energy since our interview with Ralph Ring and other interviews we've done. So that's why we started up this new website to really give us a place where people could, in an open source kind of way, discuss new technologies. So you could also refer your new group to that website in future. We will hopefully be able to release some interesting discussions. Paula Violette will be writing, will have guest articles. And in fact, with your background, Mike, you're welcome to write an article, and or the Adamus group is welcome to submit an article to that website should they find that Veterans Today is not the only place to release information. But so I just want to make you aware of that. Meanwhile, I don't know if we have any other callers. And do you have anything else that you'd like to talk about while we've got you? Because I don't have any other callers coming in at the moment.
Well, let's put a challenge out to your callers and say, hey, pick up the phone and invest a dime. If you've got questions, if you've got points of view, we'd like to hear from you. This is I think this is groundbreaking stuff. And I think that we're on the verge of tremendously good things. I mean, right now things look awful for us. I mean, God, the economy, the governments that we're enduring and stuff is just awful. But I think that we can turn this thing around, and we just got to do it. And I encourage your callers. We need the help of the listeners, in every way possible, to try to solve some of these riddles that we've been posed here. And we're taking a different approach at it. Is we're doing historical analysis. Oh, there's our break.
Okay. Yeah, we've got another break coming up right here. When we come back, if anyone wants to call in and ask Mike some questions about what he's been saying here today, that'd be great. And we'll be right back.
how you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkeleyite removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Berkeleyite is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Berkeleyite LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Berkey water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
Indigrow is your source for affordable induction grow lighting. First discovered in 1891 by Nikola Tesla, Indigrow lights deliver 11 years of electronic sunlight to your plants. Indigrow lamps require less than half the power of traditional HID lamps. Converting to Indigrow lights means you'll cut down on your power bill with less lighting. Indigrow lamps also use 5 times less mercury than traditional fluorescent or HID lamps, making Indigrow not only energy efficient, but environmentally friendly as well. No more switching out lamps between vegetative and flowering stages. As nature intended, your lights get a steady dose of UV light. That makes your plants grow healthier and stronger. Indigrow products are manufactured in San Diego, California, and come with a written 10-year warranty. What Tesla knew, then growers know now, is that Indigrow lighting is the cost-effective addition to your victory garden. To learn more or order now, go to inda-grow.com. That's inda-grow.com. Or call 877-452-2244 to answer any of your questions. These guys really know lights. Indigrow really is your sunlight in a box.
Could it all be a bad dream or a nightmare? Based on preposterous notions and on ideas whose time should never have come, preventive war is used as a road to peace. Tolerance delivered by government guns. An empire replacing the republic. Slavery sold as liberty. Socialism to save capitalism. A government out of control, unrestrained by the Constitution, the rule of law, or morality. Money does not grow on trees, nor does prosperity come from a government printing press or escalating deficit. A central bank that deliberately destroys the value of the currency in secrecy, without restraint, cheered on by the pseudo-capitalists of Wall Street, the military-industrial complex. The good news is the reversal is achievable through peaceful and intellectual means, and fortunately, the number of those who care are growing exponentially.
Years of economic earthquakes have shaken our confidence in stocks, real estate, currencies, even nations. Gold has become a safe haven, a universally respected investment that preserves and grows wealth in today's debt-addicted world. According to Swiss America, the key to surviving economic earthquakes is maintaining and growing your standard of living. Rising government spending and taxes almost ensure higher gold prices for years to come. The good news? You can protect your family and future, even if the euro crashes and a tidal wave of inflation devalues our dollar. Your first step to safety is to read Swiss America's latest white paper, Remaking Money. It's free when you call today, 800-289-2646, 800-BUYCOIN, or go to SwissAmerica.com, or download the new Swiss America app at iTunes. That's 800-289-2646, 800-289-2646, 800-BUYCOIN. Call Swiss America, the gold standard.
You're listening to the future of talk. American Freedom Radio. This is American Freedom Radio.
Truth Brigade Radio, live Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 p.m., only on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. The truth has just gotten hotter.
There must be some kind of way out of here. Say that joker to the thief. There's too much confusion. I can't get no relief. Businessman there,
drink my wine, plowman, dig my earth.
Whether or not. Thank you. I appreciate that. Okay, this is your guest, Project Kamala, Whistleblower Radio, and glad to be back on the air. We've got callers lining up one after the other, and we've got the chat room back in operation and happening, and let's get into this. We have a few minutes to go. Ah, God, crazy. Area code 402, you're on the air with Mike Harris and Carrie Cassidy.
Hey, Carrie. Good interview. Hey, you guys are talking about doing something. You know, but what? You know, if we're waiting for Drake to come save us all, you know, we're all going to be waiting a long time. Anyway, you know, it's people like you, Carrie, that, you know, anything's even getting done, and the people that you interview. But it's time for people to stand up, you know, and get involved. You know, I like that.
And I appreciate it. We've got very limited time, and I'm sorry to move you along here. But do you have a question for Mike in the last few minutes we've got going here?
No, I just wanted to say it's time for people to get involved.
Well,
you know,
can I make a comment to this caller?
Sure,
because
go right ahead.
He's right on. What we need and what you need to do, what everyone needs to do, is start developing your leadership skills. Because we're lacking leadership across the board. And if you look
actually, you know, I got to say that I don't agree with that.
I think we're lacking leadership at a number of levels. And you know, leadership is not just one general.
I just think that the ones that are stepping up and that they let in are the bottom of the barrel. I don't think there's any lack of leaders. I think there's a lack of leaders being able to get out beyond the Bush cabal. That's the bottom line there.
Well, no, I think that it's up to us, the people, to create our own leadership cadre that can challenge the Bush cabal. I mean, come on, Romney's a puke, let's face it. He's no better than Obama. There are two sides of the same coin. Neither one's better than the other. It's up to the people to show leadership on an individual basis. An army has a lot more sergeants than it has generals. And so we have to become an army of sergeants, and sergeants lead men. Maybe it's 10, maybe it's 100. But that's who your real leadership cadres are at the NCO level. And everyone needs to get involved at that level if they want to see productive change.
Okay, wonderful. Let's see. Next caller, area code 520. You're on the air with Mike Harris and Carrie Cassidy.
Greetings, Carrie. Greetings, Mike. It's the Greek in Tucson. I just wanted to ask Mike something really quick and maybe have everyone else.
Good to hear from you.
Hey, great. Doing well. Thank you, Mike. The question is maybe a little bit reflective also. The idea of having these advanced technologies that are seemingly beneficial on the surface may not be so beneficial if you actually look at the picture that we are living in an engineered reality. And that's basically the thought and the question.
Well, I won't use your real name because I know you, but you're exactly right. Read Duff's article today because that's what it says. It says we're living in an engineered reality that is beyond the movie The Matrix could ever be, that The Matrix is what they wanted you to believe. It's 10 times more than that. Everything that we think we know, we don't know. It's in what appears to be beneficial is a double-edged sword. It can cut both ways. It'll cut you, too. So
okay.
Great. That's great. Looking forward to speaking to you, both of you again. Thanks very much.
Thank you. Thank you for calling in. And we've got one more caller, or actually two more, but let me see what we can do here real quick. Area code 240, you're on the air with Mike Harris and Carrie Cassidy.
Hi. Yes, I have a question to Mike. The person that you referred to earlier about the timeline travel and was it Richard Merrick, perhaps? I had heard him on Red Ice Radio. Is this the same person who does that kind of historical analysis of timeline travel?
Well, no, this is a group of people. There's probably 8 or 10 right now.
Okay.
So one of the things that – let me give you one example. Since 35 A.D., the monks in Europe have been keeping records of how they made wine. And so we have records of how the agricultural seasons were because of the winemaking. How productive was the harvest? How warm did it get? How cold did it get? When were the grapes ready? We have that information, and we're doing an analysis on at that level of granularity back to them, because the data out there is too immense for them to erase it all.
Amazing. And where are you? Is this in a book, an article that you can refer to, that I can refer to?
We're just beginning the work right now. We're just beginning this. We've decided 6 parameters right now that we're looking at. We would like to increase it to probably 60 parameters we want to look at. But right now we've got 6 fundamentals that hopefully will guide us to look at particular regions of time, if you will. If you look at the era between 1790 and 1820, that's a real interesting area of time to look at. There's a lot of changes going on. The War of 1812, the Battle of Waterloo, the Rothschilds made their first fortune. All of those type of things tie in together. And so we're examining stuff like that.
Okay. It's fascinating.
Thank you very much. I'm sorry to let you go here, but we are on a very limited time, so I appreciate
that. Thank you. Okay, good night. Thank you.
Okay, good night. Thank you. Well, yeah, let me just say that one thing that is going on is the bottom line is that we are time travelers, each and every one of us. We do contain the potential to be able to time travel. And once we augment our DNA and get the rest of the DNA activated, we're going to be able to demonstrate that much, much better than is currently done. I will say that the military-industrial complex is using time travelers and is doing time travel and has been doing it for quite some time. Whether or not you're going to be able to see a documentation or, you know, by looking at wine, you know, records in sort of growth and wine and so on and so forth, I don't know whether that's going to really take you down the road, but I appreciate it.
Carrie, we're looking for fingerprints. Mm-hmm. We're looking to see where the timeline has been interfered with.
What I suggest those individuals is they're pretty high up on the food chain. Why don't they just go ask their superiors what the hell's going on with time travel, and maybe they'll get a direct answer and they won't have to do all this study because it's already been done. You know, they've got great computers, you know, and I appreciate all that. But, you know, the bottom line is that what we really need is disclosure from this military-industrial complex. So these guys that are working with people right alongside them or have been, and they certainly know the players. You know, I just got a phone call today from somebody who's in touch with a major high-level general that everyone would know the name if I said it. And bottom line is this guy told that person that they are not being told what's really going on, and that's what we need. We need those people to step up, to ask exactly, to find out. The ones who know must talk, and they must talk to the people around them and start getting the word out. That's really what needs to happen. That's the revolution that I'd like to see. Is to get the truth out about what's going on. I appreciate a study, a nice...
Well, Carrie, let me say this about that.
That's going to solve the problem.
Let me interject. You're absolutely right. The ones who know need to come out and step forward and talk. It would save us a lot of trouble, but since they're not doing that, we have to build an irrefutable database that backs them into a corner and pins their back against the wall so hard that we don't give them a choice, but they got to spill their guts. And that's what we're trying to do.
Okay, well, as long as you publish without their permission, we might have a shot, but we'll see how it goes. I mean, I do appreciate that at least Gordon Duff has access to a major, I mean, I would say that you know, Veterans Today is kind of like a major mainstream rag in a certain sense. Some people would dispute that and say it's still on the fringe. I'm not so sure. I think that people like Alex Jones are out there trying to get the word out. And that doesn't mean, you know, that the messenger is not always perfect. And that's important for people to understand that. It's the information that you've got to take on board and start to analyze and figure out what's true and what's not. But, everyone listening, I'm sure, appreciates that these people want to, in all seriousness, investigate time travel and get some truth out about that. But you and I both know that the truth is out there, okay? There's no doubt about it.
Carrie, what we know and what we can prove are two different things. And so we're trying to build a database of irrefutable proof that says, look, you SOBs, we got you. We can prove it. This is how. And we want to cut them off at the knees, and we want to make them talk.
All right. Well, it's worth a try, and however you're going to do it. Thank you, Mike Harris, for being a good sport.
Thank you. You're a darling. I'm a big fan. You know this. I'm a huge fan of yours.
I appreciate it.
Keep up the good work.
Okay. Well, I hope everyone will go listen to you on your show, and I hope that
I have to give a plug. It's www.republicbroadcasting.org.
Okay. Have a great night, everyone, and we'll see you Friday night. I don't remember who my guest is, but I'll get it up there soon on the website. Please listen to my new interview with Jim Traficant. And thank you, Mike Harris, for coming on the show.
Oh, thanks, Carrie. Thank you. It's my pleasure. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
Critics and fans alike are calling the latest book by Sean David Morton, Sands of Time, amazing. 5 stars. A soaring adventure. Better than anything by Dan Brown and James Patterson by far. A sweeping, epic masterpiece. Incredible true story of Dr. Ted Humphrey and his involvement with Area 51, the Dulce Wars, the Montauk Project, and his meteoric rise to become head of an all-powerful shadow government engaged in a desperate, above-top-secret race against time to save the world. Sands of Time is truly remarkable, a rare and precious look behind the curtain of New World Order super technology with enough hard science to convince even the most cynical skeptics. From the Philadelphia Experiment and Roswell to teleportation and time travel, Sands of Time solves the mysteries that have been baffling the world for 70 years, proving that all we have come to accept as reality is wrong. Sands of Time by award-winning author Sean David Morton, available exclusively as a signed first edition hardback only at StrangeUniverseRadio.com. Read this fantastic book and never be the same.
Assassination. You know what's interesting about assassination? Well, not only does it change those popularity polls in a big hurry, but it's also interesting to notice who it is we assassinate. You ever notice who it is? Stop to think of who it is we kill. It's always people who've told us to live together in harmony and try to love one another. Jesus, Gandhi, Lincoln, John Kennedy, Bobby Kennedy, Martin Luther King, Medgar Evers, Malcolm X, John Lennon. They all said, try to live together peacefully. Bam! Right in the head. Apparently, we're not ready for that. Yeah, that's difficult behavior for us. We're too busy thinking around, sitting around trying to think up ways to kill each other. Here's one we came up with. It's efficient, too. Genocide. You know? Killing large numbers of people simply because they don't look like you, they don't talk like you, and they don't have the same kind of hats you do. You ever notice that anytime you see two groups of people who really hate each other, chances are good they're wearing different kind of hats. Keep an eye on that. It might be important.
SwissAmerica.com reports gold prices dipped then rebounded Wednesday following the Fed's statement to extend Operation Twist. Gold last traded at $1,606 an ounce, silver $2,812. Yes, the Fed will expand its program to the end of the year, spending another $267 billion to reduce the unemployment and protect the recovery. Craig Smith writes that Wall Street yawned at the Fed policy statement. It's just more of the same failed policies of the past. Smith says, I'm becoming more convinced with each press conference Bernanke, like his boss Obama, is in over his head, powerless to improve the economy. Smith says, until our leadership begins to unleash capitalism and the entrepreneurial spirit, we're in for a long, slow, stagflation-ridden recovery that could morph into something much worse. Read more about it at SwissAmerica.com. Read about 19 reasons to start preparing for a global economic collapse. And our quote of the day. And get your copy of the Future of Money CD by calling 800-289-2646.
No rules. No rules. No taboo topics.
No taboo topics.
No fear of doom.
No fear of doom.
We are
American Freedom Radio.
American Freedom Radio.